Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Rainbow.
And today we're talking about a smart store, but what is important about the smart store is sort of the technology that it uses, right? It's got lots of cameras in it. You might not have to pay with a credit card in it or something like that. So I thought we'd talk about some interesting new pieces of technology we can see in 2018. Maybe you could even buy these at a smart store someday. So one that I found was really interesting was a microwave that doesn't just heat food up, it also cools food down or even freezes food. So I thought that was cool. What's another one that you've heard of, Rainbow?
This is something that's really good for those stalker girlfriends out there.
Okay.
Put a little GPS tracker on something, like something expensive, or your boyfriend.
Okay.
But you could track them, so you could always see where your expensive bag or watch or boyfriend is.
Okay. So, you know, if you lose your keys a lot, that might be a good thing to have. You can put the tracker on your keys and always know where they are. One more that we can talk about before we get into our article is like a tiny robot. So some people now have like Google Home in their houses, or like Siri helps them do things. But now you can get like a little robot that moves around your house and it answers questions for you and kind of helps you remember where things are and that sort of thing. So I thought that was cool too. There are a lot of cool projects out there being worked on right now, but we are going to move into our article today and find out what this smart store is all about. So let's get started.
Reading. Introducing a new kind of shopping experience. Hello, everyone. Thank you for coming to the AMC Go Smart store today. First, let me introduce myself. My name is Kenneth Green, and I'm the store's manager. I'm pleased to be here today to introduce our new store to you. As you've probably already noticed, our store is a little different. That's because there are no cashiers working here. In fact, you don't even have to check out. All you need is an AMC shopping account and a smartphone. Here's how it works. First, enter the store through these guard gates. Hold up your smartphone to the scanner at the gate, and the gate will open up. The store's many cameras will now begin tracking you. If you pick up an item off a shelf, the cameras can tell which item it is and add its cost to your account. When you are finished shopping, just leave the store with your desired products. Seriously, just walk out. Your AMC account will be charged for the items you've chosen.
Okay, so today's article starts out by saying this. Hello, everyone. Thank you for coming to the AMC Go Smart store today. Now, we did this for a certain reason. We're giving a presentation in today's article, and in a presentation, there are certain things the speaker will want to say as they get started. So it's important to give an introduction, both to introduce yourself and the topic you'll be presenting or talking about. Now, here the presenter is keeping things simple and casual by just saying hello. Now, you could also say good morning or evening or afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Now, this is a bit more formal, so it depends who you're talking to. Next, you'll want to thank the people you're talking to for coming. Now, there are many ways to thank people. Just choose the best one for the group. So if it's someone very important, you'll want to be very sincere. If not, you can just say maybe thanks. Thanks for coming. Now, let's continue on in the article.
All right, so after we say thank you, the article says, first, let me introduce myself.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy, the store manager, he's telling his audience who he is because he represents the entire store so that the audience can have an idea of what he and the store have to offer them.
Mm-hmm.
And introducing himself is also another way to just be very personable.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes sure that everybody in the store is comfortable with him.
Right.
Maybe they could ask him some questions.
Mm-hmm.
So he's saying, I represent the store. You can talk to me.
That's great. Okay, so he's going to tell the people who he is now. He says, my name is Kenneth Green, and I'm the store's manager. Now, of course, when you introduce yourself, you always want to tell people your name. Now, in this case, it's important to give your full name. This is often true when making a presentation in business. Now, if you're presenting something to a club or an organization that you're a part of, you can just give your first name, as many people will already know you. Now, it's important to introduce why you're giving the speech. For instance, like Rainbow said, you're telling them you're the manager. This makes it important so they know, people know that they can come talk to you. They know you'll have answers for questions. You're in charge, that sort of thing.
All right, so the next part of the article says, I'm pleased to be here today to introduce our new store to you.
Mm.
So he's pleased. So he's like, oh, it's my pleasure. I'm so happy to be here. And he's basically telling us about the purpose of the presentation. So one of the most important things that you want to do when you give a presentation is to let the audience know what your main goal is. If there isn't a goal or there are too many, then your audience can't really focus and they don't really know what to pay attention to. So you can say something nice like, I'm pleased to be here, and then say what you're doing, establishing your goal. And it makes people think that you know what you're talking about and they need to pay attention to you.
Exactly. Okay, so one important thing to remember in a presentation is to stay on point. You don't want to wander off or start talking about other things or, you know, start talking about your family when you should be talking about the topic. So here's the advice. Stick to the subject. Now here, our subject is the new store. So find out what's so important about it in the next few lines. Here it says in the article, as you've probably already noticed, our store is a little different. Now, here we get to our first vocabulary word of the day, and that's the adverb probably. Now, we use this word to show that something is likely to happen or that something has likely happened already. It's another way of saying that something is likely to happen, but you're either not 100% sure it has yet, or it is about to happen and you think it will happen in a certain way. So here's an example. Henry is probably here already. Let's go find him. So we assume Henry is there, but we're not for sure yet.
All right, so then the next part says, that's because there are no cashiers working here.
Ooh.
So we have our first vocabulary word here, which is cashier. Now, a cashier is somebody who is working at the counter or a cash register. Basically, the person who takes money for something that you bought. They're usually in the front of the store, right by the entrance or the exit area.
Yeah, that's right. So here's why we're saying the store is a little bit different. There's no cashiers. Now, I'm sure if you've gone into a 7-Eleven lately, you've seen the people kind of taking your money and making you coffee. Those are the cashiers. There are none of them in these stores. Now, one thing you might want to do in a presentation is introduce a surprising fact. Now, Rainbow just mentioned something that is quite unusual for a store, and the next sentence is going to introduce something even more unusual. We do this in presentations to keep the audience interested in learning more. So let's find out what the fact is. It says here, in fact, you don't even have to check out. That means you don't even have to stop at the cashier and pay money.
And then it says, all you need is an AMC shopping account and a smartphone.
Mm.
So here we have our second word, which is account. Now, we have many different kinds of accounts. This, in this case, you have a store account, this is a noun to describe an arrangement with the store that you're shopping at. And it allows you to keep track of your orders. So if I have a shopping account online, I can hold my items before I check them out. or if I already bought it, I can sort of look at it to see if it's on the way to my house or where it's being delivered, and it records all the past purchases. So a shopping account at a shopping mall is also a place to document things that you have bought before. Another kind of account that we have is a bank account, which is an arrangement with a bank which allows us to receive and deposit and keep money in there for savings. So different accounts all have different purposes. Mm-hmm. Now, we have our example sentence here, which is, can I have your PayPal account number? I want to make a transfer for my purchase.
Okay.
So PayPal is a system that is used internationally, and many people get paid in your PayPal account, so you don't have to deal with bank accounts or transferring to another country. It's a very easy online system to keep your money.
Okay, well, now that we've got the audience's attention with these two surprising facts, you want to tell them more information about the facts. You want to sort of support your facts here. Now, in this case, that means you have to tell your audience how this service will work. They don't have cashiers. They don't know what they're doing. It's new. They don't understand it yet. So that's why you explain. And here's what it says. Here's how it works. First, enter the store through these guard gates. Now, guard, this noun, is talked about in a few different ways. Now, first, a guard can be a person that protects a place or another person. Now, we often hear about security guards in this case. Now, second, a guard can be a piece of equipment that keeps something or someone safe. This is something we could wear during a sports game or while driving. It could be a guard door, like we're talking about here. It could just be a gate. It could be a mask, something like that. Here we're talking about a guard gate. Now, a gate with a door is a door that restricts passage to people. So in this one, they have to hold up their phones to a scanner, a special scanner, and the scanner will recognize the phone, and then the gate will open. So instead of people, it's just technology. It's a special machine. Now, here's an example. My uncle keeps a guard dog at his shop. It's big and black and isn't very nice. Okay, so dogs can be guards too.
Sounds like I would not want to get in the way of that one, though.
Right.
All right, so the next part says, hold up your smartphone to the scanner at the gate and the gate will open up. So here we have our noun scanner.
Mm-hmm.
A scanner is a little machine, or it could be a really big machine. It reads information, such as a document or something we might be more familiar with is a QR code. So it can scan something. And this could be different kinds of scanners. It could be a big machine, or it could be even your phone. Now, you might have a scanner at your office, which we use for keeping track of digital copy of papers. For example, a signature or contract or something, we just keep a PDF document. So the scanner takes a picture of that paper and keeps a digital format.
Hmm.
So in this case, the scanner scans a digital ID on your phone. It reads it, and the doors will open up for you. This kind of technology, we can see if you purchase a high-speed rail ticket, you can use an app, and it gives you a code. So when you go to the gate, you don't have to get your actual ticket. You can just beep it at the counter, which is really cool and super convenient.
Yeah, okay, I get it. I've seen those before. All right, so let's find out what's going to happen. It says, hello, Rainbow, we know you. You can shop in our store. You're allowed to go in the store. Here's what's going to happen. The store's many cameras will now begin tracking you.
Ooh.
I hope you don't like your privacy.
That sounds scary.
All right, so here's what the cameras are doing. This verb track means that when something like a camera tracks you, it follows the movements or the path that you take so that they always know what you're doing or where you are. Now, other things can do this too, such as the GPS tracker we talked about in the introduction, or a satellite that's kind of orbiting around the Earth in space and sending messages and receiving messages from the Earth. Now, here's an example sentence. The police are tracking the bank robber's movements from a helicopter, so he has no chance of escape. So they're up above him, following him. They know exactly where he is. That's what it means by their tracking.
So the next part of the article says, if you pick up an item off a shelf, the cameras can tell which item it is and add its cost to your account.
Okay.
Wow. So here we have a word shelf. And a shelf is basically a flat length of wood or plastic that can be attached to the wall or is a part of a big piece of furniture. So a place that we often go to get our shelves is IKEA. Mm. And you can go and make your own shelf. So the shelf is usually a place where we keep things such as groceries or it could also be clothes. We also have bookshelves in libraries. And that's its own separate word for putting books in there.
Hmm. Okay, so what example sentence could we use for this word?
All right, it says, will you help me get that bottle from the top shelf? I cannot reach it because it's just too high for me.
That sounds like me.
I'll get it for you.
Okay. All right. So the cameras are following you walk around the store and maybe you go up to the shelf that has some soda and you want to buy a bottle of soda. So you pick it up and the cameras, they know exactly what you have. They know exactly how much it costs and they kind of use their machine magic that I don't really understand to add that cost to your account. Easy, right? Now, here's what else happens. It says here, when you are finished shopping, just leave the store with your desired products.
Seriously, just walk out. Mm-hmm. That's it.
That is it. Now, here's what Rainbow just said. She said, seriously, just walk out. And what the presentation giver is doing here is they're sort of making a little joke in their speech. They're talking about something pretty serious. They're talking about how the store works. When you're giving instructions like that, it can be kind of boring. And so you just add a little joke in at the end. This will keep your audience happy and engaged, and it will also do something else. It'll help them remember more about your speech. And you kind of just want to make jokes because it's important to any conversation, right?
Yeah.
So he's going to finish off the presentation here by giving a couple of bits of more information here. It says, your AMC account will be charged for the items you've chosen. So obviously your account is going to have a credit card number attached to it, and you just pay that later. Now, here's what we mean by the verb charge. When you charge someone for something, you ask them to pay a certain amount of money for a product they want to buy. Here's an example. The hotel charged me extra for drinking the sodas in the fridge. So you pay a certain amount of money for your hotel room and then you open the fridge and you say, oh, I'm going to have this Coke. Except that Coke costs 150 NT.
Oh, it's so expensive.
They're going to charge you that money to pay for it. So be careful with those Cokes. Just go to the 7-Eleven nearby and get your own. All right. Well, that's all the time we have to talk about the smart store today, but we have more information to give about it tomorrow. So be back with us then. For now, we're going to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, our For You Chat question today is, what is your favorite place to shop at and why?
Honestly, mm-hmm. My favorite place is online.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say
so
that.
So easy. And you can get so many different things all into one store. I don't really like going to stores one-on-one and carrying stuff and sweating and carrying more stuff.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. Now that you say it like that, I also hate going shopping. So.
Me too.
I don't do a lot of shopping. I do shopping for things I need, like if I need a new toothbrush, I'll go buy something like that sort of thing. But I guess I would have to say the flower market because it's just a great place to be and I do love my plants. So I love being in the flower market and hearing the people talk about the flowers they're selling and just seeing all the colors. And I guess that would have to be my favorite place to shop. But I can't do that online, so no smart flower shops yet. maybe sometime soon. All right, guys, where do you like to shop? A lot of people love to shop, and there are lots of places to do it. You guys can talk about this, too, but for now, we have to say goodbye. For English for You, I'm Erin.
And I'm Rainbow.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Introducing a new kind of shopping experience. Hello, everyone. Thank you for coming to the AMC Go Smart store today. First, let me introduce myself. My name is Kenneth Green, and I'm the store's manager. I'm pleased to be here today to introduce our new store to you. As you've probably already noticed, our store is a little different. That's because there are no cashiers working here. In fact, you don't even have to check out. All you need is an AMC shopping account and a smartphone. Here's how it works. First, enter the store through these guard gates. Hold up your smartphone to the scanner at the gate, and the gate will open up. The store's many cameras will now begin tracking you. If you pick up an item off a shelf, the cameras can tell which item it is and add its cost to your account. When you are finished shopping, just leave the store with your desired products. Seriously, just walk out. Your AMC account will be charged for the items you've chosen.
Vocabulary Review.
Probably. Your products will probably be sent to you next week. But if the schedule changes, I'll let you know. Account. Wendy uses her online shopping account to buy clothes, books, and furniture. Guard. Use your EZ card at the MRT's guard gate to enter the station. Track. Scientists are tracking the lions in this area to learn more about how they live. Shelf. The supermarket's shelves were almost empty before the typhoon. People bought most of the food. Charge. If you order room service at this hotel, it will be charged to your credit card.